Hello, my name is Bruno Rotor, and I'm the director of the Ars Musica Festival. It's a contemporary music festival in Brussels, in Europe.
Now, it's called Big Science this year.
Yeah.
What is the connection between science and music?
Oh, the science and music are going together for a long time. For example, from 1960, you have got a lot of connection between computer, for example. You can remember about the Bell Laboratories in New York, and there is a lot of connection with a lot of composers like Jean-Claude Risset or Max Mathews and so on. So the science is very important for a composer nowadays and for a long time. And if you have a look at the classical music, it's exactly the same, because when the first piano was built, it was really a changement about composing. So I think that the science is really important for all the composer. Oh, mom and dad.
But now Big Science is an homage to Laurie Anderson, and she's going to be here.
Yeah. Laurie is really a great artist, more than composer, in fact, because she worked in fine arts, in video, in virtual, and so on. So I think that it's really important to have got that kind of artist in the festival, because she always have a look to the future. So for us, as a festival on contemporary music, it's very important to get that kind of composer, because she's not have a look only a look on the music, but a view on the music, but she have got a look on the new science about every art, in fact. So for us, it's really important, because the question of the future of the music is, what will be the future? Is it only music? Is it music with other arts and so on?
Put your head on your knees.
Now there's a number of other pieces that are playing, and the opening piece, Metropolis, is a combination of the Fritz Lang movie, and then is this new music? Because there's been music composed for that movie before, but this is new music.
Yeah, in fact, there is a lot of composers who worked in the past on this silent movie. We can remember Giorgio Moroder for a long time ago in the 70s, but also Martin Matalon, the Argentine composer, who made this music in the 90s for Ensemble Intercontemporain. At the beginning, he said that he is going to make only a new arrangement. In fact, he make a new composition, in fact, for the symphonic orchestra and technology from UCAM. So it is really interesting to get new technology, symphonic orchestra, silent movie, and in fact, new music. Also, the topic of the film is really about the science. So what is the future in 1927? What was the future at this time, and what was our present and our future now? It's really interesting to get a bridge between the two moments in our history.
Could you talk a little bit about some of the other concerts coming up? Because this is, I think, a 2.5 to 3 week concert.
Yeah. We're going to play Enchant on the Beach with the Ensemble Ictus, with the Philippe Herwegh Choir. Of course, this piece is really important in the history of opera, because it's really one really important page of opera and the modern opera. And so when it was created, it was really a shock for a lot of people. Connecting with our topic, of course, Enchant on the Beach, it's a lot of question about science too. And we are going to have a concert with Evan Ziporin from the United States. As you know, Evan Ziporin worked with the Bang and the Can for a long time. This music is really interesting, between jazz, improvisation and new music. We have got also a concert in duet with Laurie Anderson and symphonic orchestra with Laurie Anderson, 2 days. An installation too in Beaux-Arts Palace. And a lot of the festival is really want to get really open mind about a lot of kind of music. Music with technology, improvisation, duet, string quartet, there is a lot. And because we think that the music is not only one way, but there is a lot of different approach. So for us, we are like, how to say, vitrine.
A display.
Yeah, we're a kind of display of all the new music.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and thank you very much.
Thank you. See you soon.